Good evening, good evening. A very happy Saturday evening to you. As I sit here with you and as I sit here recording this message this beautiful Saturday evening, I look outside and see nothing but blue skies. Blue skies. Amen. Again, today is already Saturday, May the 6th, the first weekend of May. This year is already flying by so quickly, but excited because that just means we are getting closer and closer to the return of our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you are new around here, we welcome you. We welcome you to First Kingdom Family Church Ministries, where we have made this confession years and years now, which is where the word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. If you take anything away or try and get a hold of anything I am sharing with you this Saturday evening, take that confession, write it down on a little index card, keep it by your mirror or your sink in the morning, and continue this month of May by starting your day out and confessing that out loud. Amen. I encourage you, I challenge you, and watch what God does with just that small confession that you make every morning this month of May, that where the word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. But on the flip side, that means we have to do our part. So with making that confession, that means you're going to be reading your Bible. You're going to be, if you don't have any devotionals, or if you have some devotionals, getting into those, spending some quality time in prayer with the Lord. Amen. Starting your morning out, Psalms 91. Amen. God safeguards my household prayer card. Amen. Starting your morning out, being led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And watch how your life will change in this month of May. Amen. Through this ministry and through that small little confession that you make every morning. Amen. And as always, we never want to miss an opportunity to thank all of those of you who continue to stay faithful to First Kingdom Family Church. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. I know the pastors, not a day goes by that they don't mention how thankful they are for all of the faithful supporters that we have here at First Kingdom Family Church Ministries. Amen. Mail-in supporters, those of you that were with us when we had a building. Amen. Those of you who we've never met but have continued year after year to stay faithful to us. They always say how much they appreciate you, and we do appreciate you. Amen. As Pastor Jesse always says, we couldn't do what we do without you. Amen. So we thank you, but ultimately your reward and God sees your faithfulness, and that's most important. Amen. So how many of you are all excited about tomorrow, our first Sunday morning service? Or should I say our afternoon service? Amen. First Kingdom Family Church. Amen. Having Sunday service sounds a little odd, doesn't it? Because it's almost been 3 years since we've gathered together for a church service. Amen. And I can say I think I've only been to one church service in this whole time of the COVID and all that stuff. A while back, I had to take care of some business in California, and I wound up going out there for several days. And one of the days fell on a Sunday. And as I left my little Airbnb that I had rented out, I was walking downtown. I think I left because I was going to get something to eat or something like that. And wound up stumbling across this little area where there was people out front, and so I walked by and there was a little sign, and I got a sense that I think that might be a church. And so, but I just kept walking. But then I started praying, and I sensed it was going to be a Sunday morning service. So I asked the Lord, I said, "Lord, should I go in there, or should I just go about what I was doing?" And so I waited. I had walked up to a parking area and just kind of prayed for a little bit. And I got a sense the Lord said, "No, go, go." So I went. I had my mask on at the time. And not many people were still wearing their mask at the time. But I walked in and was greeted. And normally, I have always been one of those sit at the back of the church pew type of person. But of course, there's quite a bit of me. People like me, so the whole back was full. But I noticed way up in the front, there was nobody there. So I said, "Well, that's where I'm going." So I went all the way up to the front row. Bless God, and I was all by myself. And I stayed for the service, and to be honest, it was a blessed service. The praise and worship, I've never been much of a good singer or much of a praise and worshiper, but bless God, that day I was. And, you know, I left afterwards, and it was blessed. So I know tomorrow for our first service back, God always shows up when First is Kingdom Family Church Ministries has church. So I know God's going to be there, but it's going to be a bit of a different service. But bless God, we are giving it a shot again. Amen. So it'll be tomorrow, Sunday, May the 7th, 2 p.m. at the Allen R. Baca Center for Senior and Community Activities. Amen. And if you don't have the address already, it's 301 West Baghdad Avenue, Building 2, out in Round Rock. Amen. So, again, tomorrow, Sunday afternoon service, 2 p.m. with First is Kingdom Family Church at the Allen R. Baca Center for Senior and Community Activities. Amen. We hope to see you all there. Again, there is plenty of time today. There is plenty of time up until 2 o'clock tomorrow to invite someone out. Amen. And we encourage all of you to come out. Amen. God is going to show up. It's going to be a bit of a different service, but we know ultimately God is going to show up, and we are going to have a blessed service with Pastor Jesse and Pastor Rose. Amen. So come out if you haven't already planned to. You know, we encourage you, come out 2 p.m. Saturday. I mean, today is Saturday, Andrew. Tomorrow, 2 p.m. Sunday, service with First is Kingdom Family Church at the Allen R. Baca Center, Senior and Community Activities in Round Rock. Amen. You'll be blessed. We know we're going to be blessed. Amen. So, what else do we have going on right now? Our May scripture. I'm going to give you our May scripture if you haven't already gotten it this first week of May. It is Philippians 1:6. Amen. Philippians 1:6. That's going to be our May scripture. Our scripture throughout this month of May. Amen. It says, "Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." Amen. If you don't get excited about that scripture, I don't know what other scriptures you might need to read to get excited. But again, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. God is always working behind the scenes on your behalf and mine. Amen. So take encouragement. Philippians 1:6. Amen. God is always working on your behalf. Amen. So, without further ado, so to speak, let's dive into this small devotional that I have for you on this beautiful Saturday evening here, May the 6th. Amen? And if you're taking notes or you have your Bible with you, you can turn with me to Isaiah 43:2. Amen? Isaiah 43:2. Or you can jot it down. Amen? And this small little devotional that I have for you is entitled Sweet Relief. Sweet Relief. Amen? Isaiah 43:2. It says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And though the rivers and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. Amen? Again, Isaiah 43:2. When you pass through the waters, the Lord is saying, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. Amen? Get excited. Amen? God works on our behalf. God protects us and watches over us. Amen? Now, it says, there is nothing worse in life than going through hard time. There is nothing worse in life than going through a hard time and feeling like you are all alone in it. Amen? Again, there is nothing worse in life than going through a hard time and feeling like you're alone in it. Amen? How many of us been there? How many of us have gone through that? How many of us are going through that? Or how many of us just came out of that? Amen? Take a few moments and think about that. Amen? It says, facing difficulties alone can be heart-wrenching, confusing, and, well, lonely. Amen? I'm going to repeat that again. Facing difficulties alone can be heart-wrenching, confusing, and, well, lonely. Amen? And as I sit here on this Saturday evening with you, I can tell you I've been in that type of difficult situation, and it is very lonely. Amen? It was very lonely. Amen? But let's keep going. It says, if we are able to take a trusted friend, if we were able to take a trusted friend into our hard times, it says, the journey becomes easier. Amen? So it's kind of like a question. If we were able to take a trusted friend into our hard times, the journey becomes easier. Amen? Having a support system, an ally, someone to whisper encouragement and love to our spirit takes the edge off, doesn't it? It lightens our burden. Amen? It lightens our burden. But let's keep going. It says, God promises to be with you, to be with me, through our difficult seasons and situations. And it says, take him up on that promise today. Amen? It says, God promises to be with us through our difficult seasons and situations. Take him up on that promise today. Take him up on that promise today. Amen? Have you done so? Are you doing it yet? Amen? If not, I encourage you to do that. Do that this evening. Take God up on his promises this evening. Amen? Now, repeat this with me. Say, Jesus, your presence is such a sweet relief. Amen? Say that. Say, Jesus, your presence is such a sweet relief. Say, thank you that I don't have to journey alone. Rather, I can always journey with you, my faithful and trusted friend. Amen? Say that. Say, thank you that I don't have to journey alone. Rather, I can always journey with you, my faithful and trusted friend. Amen? Get a hold of that this evening. Amen? God, or should I say Jesus here on earth, told his disciples, you're going to face difficulties. You're going to have hard times. You're going to be given trouble because you confess you believe in me. You're going to find trouble because you believe in me. Amen? Jesus didn't shy away from that. Amen? But as it says here, God promises to be with us through our difficult seasons and situations. Amen? And this follow-up to that, it says, take him up on his promises today. Amen? That's meaning, that's showing an action that we must do. We must take God up on his promises. Amen? God's not going to do everything for us. God doesn't do everything for us. He requires us to do our part. Amen? As Pastor Rose says, we can take it to the bank that God's going to fulfill his end. Amen? It's just us. Are we doing our part? Are we doing our part to get those promises? Amen? And what are those promises? Do you know the promises? That's another thing. Whatever you may be facing, what scriptures are you confessing to help you get through those difficult situations or that difficult season? Amen? Let's keep going. Again, Isaiah 43:2. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. It says, the flames will not consume you. That's Isaiah 43:2 again. Amen? Now, thankfully, it doesn't matter what we are enduring. We are never alone. Amen? Did you catch that? Does that sound familiar? Do you think to yourself, why have I heard that? Where have I heard that before? Thankfully, it doesn't matter what we are enduring. We are never alone. Just as Pastor Jesse always closes out the daily bread and our Sunday morning service with, we are never alone. Amen? It says, Jesus is our faithful and trusted friend, and he is present. He is always present. He is present in good times and in bad. Amen? Get a hold of that. He is present in the good times and in the bad. Amen? Now, it says, take a deep breath tonight. Take a deep breath tonight. And know that even though this season in your life is difficult, you can lean into him and gather strength from his presence. Amen? Again, take a deep breath tonight and know that even though this season in your life is difficult, you can lean into him and gather strength from his presence. Amen? From his presence. Amen? Get excited. Amen? Get excited. Take a couple of deep breaths and get excited. Amen? Lean into him and gather strength from his presence. Amen? And finally, repeat this with me. Amen? Say, thank you, Father, for your promises to stay with me. Amen? Say, thank you, Father, for your promise to stay with me. Say, thank you that your hand that holds me and guides me through the difficult times. Amen? Say, thank you for your hand that holds me and guides me through the difficult times. And finally, say this with me. Say, stay with me tonight as I lie down to sleep. Amen? Say, stay with me tonight as I lay down to sleep. Amen? And I'm going to leave you with this sentence, just as Pastor Jesse leaves you with his. It says, you are never alone. Amen? You are never alone. Amen? So, sweet relief. I hope you got a little bit out of that this evening. Amen? If you find yourself in a difficult situation right now or a difficult season, just know that you are not alone. And that Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit are right there with you. Amen? Going to pull you right out. Amen? But you need to be doing your part, which is getting into the Word, which is finding scriptures in the Word, confessing those scriptures. Amen? Praying. Amen? Spending time with the Lord, thanking him that He is working on your behalf behind the scenes, even when it doesn't feel like it. Amen. Even when it doesn't seem like it. Even when you look around in the natural and it just seems to be getting worse. Amen. God is there and you are never alone. Amen. So, as always, when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen. Every area of your life, God wants to be. Amen. But are you letting him? That's the question I leave with you also this evening. Are you letting God be in every area of your life? Amen. So that'll about wrap up this Saturday evening Daily Bread with me. I will be with you again next weekend. Of course, remember our May scripture, Philippians 1:6. And remember our Sunday afternoon service, 2 p.m. tomorrow at the Baca Center, 301 West Baghdad Avenue, Building 2 in Round Rock, Texas. Amen. 2 p.m. First His Kingdom Family Church service. We look forward to seeing all of you. Amen. If you can't make it, bless God, stay tuned this week to come. I'm sure we will make another announcement. Amen. But we encourage all of you who can come, come. Amen. And invite somebody with you. Amen. Have a blessed rest of this beautiful weekend. Again, we hope to see all of you tomorrow. Have a blessed week to come. And I will see you right back here next weekend. Be blessed.